Good afternoon. I'm Ben Flock. I'm the Health and Life Sciences Industry Advisor at Microsoft. I'm here at the Cloud Computing Expo with Robbie Milikoff from iLink Systems. And Robbie, tell us a little about yourself and iLink Systems.
Sure. Thank you, Ben. I'm Ravi Mallikarjunaya. I'm a healthcare delivery manager at iLink Systems. iLink Systems is a Microsoft certified gold partner. We are a solution provider focused on healthcare.
Great. So iLink and Microsoft did a project with Atom. And Atom is a healthcare information provider. They sell data to hospitals. And we did a three screens and a cloud application. And so Robbie, tell us about the application a little bit and your role in the project.
Absolutely, yes. So Atom had the first version of this application that was built using HTML and JavaScript. And it was hosted on Google platform. And they had various issues with the application as it was in that version. The main issues that they had were scalability, and then they could not extend the application. They could not make additional changes very easily, and the application was not available all the time. So it had their issues with its availability. And then the application Microsoft envisioned had the application architected using SQL Server 2008 and hosted on IIS, hosted on the cloud, on Windows Azure and SQL Azure. And we built the application using a Silverlight control. So the whole assessment is built as a reusable Silverlight control that could be configured very easily to make it an assessment of any kind. So that's the overall idea of this.
So why should people care? What were the outcomes of this project that are really, really had a major impact, something that people would understand as a major goal?
Right. So earlier there was a monolithic application which could not really extend into anything. So right now, this application hosted on the cloud can cater to multiple screens. So for example, we have the demo in the cloud conference here that is running on different screens. It's running as a web client, as a Silverlight application, and then it's running as a desktop application on Windows, and it's also running on as a mobile client. It's running on a mobile application, Windows 7 phone. So this is the and all this was actually done in a very, very quick duration of time. It almost took no time for us to build this. The overall development took about 15 days.
Wow.
So that is that was possible using Microsoft's VisualStudio.net, familiar Silverlight technology. Nothing needed to be done to make it hostable on the cloud, and it was that easy, basically.
So great. So now we have this pilot.
Right.
Where do you see this going? Where can we take this? What are some thoughts on where you see this going over the next 6 months?
Right. So there are various possibilities that we can think of for this. So. For example, this is trying to solve a very important problem. So, just to give you an introduction, in the previous outbreak of H1N1, there were more than 130,000 people who were killed, and more than 50% of them were in the Americas. And during this kind of episode outbreaks, outbreaks of illnesses and diseases, there is a lot of public panic that increases the number of unnecessary visits to the hospital, causing a lot of care coordination issues in the hospital. So this kind of application is going to help the patient community, helps the provider community, and also the payer community in improving patient education, reducing unnecessary cost for healthcare. So the next steps for this application could be having a robust configuration that could actually make this an assessment for any illness, any flu, any other illness that could have this kind of a peak usage during the flu season or during any other disease season, which can be easily scaled on the cloud. And then the other things that we could do with this is having the ability to mine the data that is coming out of that, and then having this hosted on SQL Azure already gives you the ability to build a business intelligence platform that could get data about this kind of epidemics. How is it spreading? What kind of ranges is it most affecting? Or what kind of cultural locations is it affecting, and you know, things of that nature, giving it a very powerful, making it a very powerful medium for getting that kind of information and controlling it.
Robbie, appreciate the time, and look forward to iLink doing bigger and better things in the future in the cloud, but why don't we cut over to the demo and actually show you what we actually did at Adam.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Ben, and we look forward to taking Microsoft products to greater heights as well. Let's see the demo.
Hi, my name is Ben Flock. I am the Health and Life Sciences Industry Advisor here at Microsoft. I'm here today with Ravi Malakar from iLink Systems. He's the delivery manager for the healthcare practice. And we're going to tell you about a solution that we developed for Adam, which is a healthcare information services company. And it's actually a three screens and a cloud working demo. So to that, I'd like to go to my slides. So, you know, I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail about the Windows Azure platform. You know, I think there's a lot of documentation out there. What I want to sort of highlight here is my perspective on the cloud. So there's really three steps to this. You know, the first step is really about establishing a capability and taking cyclical business and putting that into the cloud to achieve economies of scale, basically paying for true utilization. As many would say that it's the evolution of grid computing and utility computing. So the next step of this is putting information into the cloud, creating a critical mass, so pushing private information and public information into the cloud and making that available across industry and across business. And really the third piece is building out business applications, very similar to what Apple did with the App Store Marketplace. That was a point in time. What we're hoping happens is that we're building more rich, more robust applications on a core set of data that really gets to the core of commercial usage. So with that, and again, what this really shows is, hey, we have a solutions platform that is being optimized for Windows, and so running Windows in the cloud as if you run it in on-premise today. We are supporting other development tools, and in the future you'll see that we'll be supporting other platforms. But for now, the focus on this, really on Azure, is making Windows run perfect in the cloud. And so, you know, it's an evolutionary step. So what is this three screen and a cloud vision piece here? So actually, you know, I threw an iPad in here for illustration purposes. But, you know, if you write an application, you want to run that everywhere. You know, there's always been that notion of write once, run everywhere. Well, we're really invested in that, you know. And if you look at Azure and the evolution of the cloud, then you start to build out applications. You build out marketplace. When you build that application once, I want to run that by the web, and I want to run that on a PC, and I want to run that on a mobile device. I want to run that everywhere. I want to run it in gaming. I want to run this on appliances, in my car. So we're building a unified platform to be able to write and build these applications using Silverlight and XNA, using tools like the .NET and Visual Studio that you're familiar with using today, to be able to write these apps, run them in the cloud, and run them everywhere. So let's talk about Adam. Adam is a healthcare information services company. Their business is data. They package data and they sell it to hospitals. We do business with over 500 hospitals in the U.S. An example would be prenatal care within a hospital. They'll package documentation. It includes visualization, it includes workflows and self-care documentation, and the hospitals actually license that data. Now, primarily today, most of their business is on-premise, but they really do want to reach out into the cloud, and they're very aggressive in saying, how can we reach out to new consumers and marketplaces? Back in September timeframe, they built out an assessment tool for H1N1, for swine flu. It was an application, and it was a really good first attempt. I think they had some issues around scalability, management, performance, and so they came to us and said, hey, can we take this investment? Can we look at how we build out assessment tools? What can we do with Azure? Well, first step we said is, let's build this solution in Azure, not as an application, but as a solutions framework that you could reuse across many assessments. So that was the first attempt in taking it and rebuilding that. The next is, whatever you build in terms of client interfaces, let's try to build out something that could run on many platforms. web, PC, mobile devices, gaming, entertainment. So we took that into account. And so really those are the proof points that we're talking about here. You know, time to do this. Cost. Scale. You know, I grow the business. I dynamically change the business. How do I react to that? How can Azure and the cloud help me do this? You know, configurability. It's the fact that a business analyst, not a programmer, can go in and change the code. And impact and reach and saying, I want to get into new consumer marketplaces. How can I do that? Can Azure help me do that? Here's a solutions architect. Now, I'm going to let Robbie sort of give an explanation because they were the solutions integrators, iLink Systems. So, Robbie, please.
Sure, yeah. Thank you, Brent. I'm Robbie. I'm with iLink Systems. I want to give you a little bit of background about how we got involved in this. Ben talked to us about this product that Adam had. It was hosted on Google platform, and it was based on HTML, JavaScript, and it was hosted on a platform that was not really scalable, that was not really extensible. The application itself, they had major trouble with maintaining the application, adding new features to it, and so on. So Microsoft had this vision of taking this and then building it as an application that could be run on multiple screens and then that could be hosted on the cloud. So they had architected this already, and then we came in and then we looked at you know, how much time it would take to build this. We used the Visual Studio.net tools, and we are hosting it on Windows Azure using SQL Azure. So it was just like building any other application, and that we were already familiar with. We had built many applications on Silverlight, so this was a Silverlight application, and and to be able to run this on different screens, we didn't really have to do any additional work, and it was just building this application out for as a web application, as a reusable control that could be put on any HTML page. It could be just about any technology that it would be posted on. And then, you know, all the other screens would just work.
Thank you, Robbie. So let's touch on the salient points here. So we built out a set of Silverlight controls. These are the UI here. It was originally developed as a web browser with the intent that we'd be able to easily migrate that to a Windows 7 desktop running as a native out-of-browser application in the startup menu, and also something that could run on the next-generation phone, Windows Phone Series 7 that's coming out this Christmas. So if you look in the cloud, what do we have here? So obviously everything back here is SQL Azure. So it's basically SQL Server and treating it as SQL Server. And as you'll hear from the development, that's basically how this was done. And building out a hosting site and an assessment processing layer, which is essentially Silverlight. So what's important about this is configurability. The ability to change data, be able to go in and dynamically change data, whether it's questions or content, and push that out to all of the associated user clients. And in here, having a control where I could actually go in and change the buttons, the colors, the look and feel of the application. And really do this through a UI, a front end, that does not require a programmer. Essentially, a business analyst could go in and dynamically configure this. And we're going to show you in the demo. And again, it's a short piece, but you know, we really wanted to prove out this capability. So with that, we are going to switch over to the demo. So Robbie, could you switch us over? Okay, so what I'm showing you here, you know, is the actual website. So this is a live running working application running in Azure today. And so this is the web client. So basically to take you through this, just to show you, so it's an assessment tool. This is all Silverlight. And what it does is it runs you through a series of questions. And those questions are coming from the SQL Azure database. So they're being hosted out here. So this is just an intro screen. And you basically go through. You're selecting some criteria. And you're going through. And so it's learning something about you. Okay? It's trying to gather information. And it's starting to collect documentation that's relevant to your symptoms. So let's go back to the home page. So let's show you what the PC client and the Windows Mobile client look like. Whoop. Okay, so on the left side here, this is the PC client. Essentially, it's running native, you know, on Windows 7, and it's a desktop icon. And it was real simple. I basically right-clicked the application and automatically downloaded it to my desktop. So very easy. It required no programming at all. And as you can see, I'm going through here, and it's the exact same application. I got to blur it out a little bit here just to show you. But yeah, it's essentially the same application. So let's go on to the Windows Phone. So this is a PC emulator for the Windows Phone Series 7. And I'm opening up the application right now. And it's loading, basically pulling the data from SQL Azure. And this, it's kind of hard to see, but it's essentially the same application. So I'm going through, and I've got the same picks and menus. And so it's all the same. So here we are. We've got a working application. We're going to have the same set of data. It's the same SilverLake client running on the web, on the PC, and on a mobile device. Okay, that's all good, right? But now I'm going to show you sort of the dynamic nature of making a change. So let's make a change to the question logic. So I'm basically refreshing all of these here. And I'm going to open up a configuration script. So this is a script that we built to be able to go out and make a change in SQL Azure. And I can type in anything I want here, and it's going to make a change to one of the questions. You know, illustration purposes. But the reality is that I could have, you know, as a business user, gone in and changed and modified the content and data very easily. So I'm going to go ahead, and this is a little difficult.
Okay.
So I'm going to type in, drank too much last night. Okay, and I did too, so. So I'm going to go out now, and this is going to go out to SQL Azure and change some of the code on the first page. Okay, so it's an update complete. So let's go back out here, and let's go back to our application. Which is actually, I think I might have lost that tab. Okay, so let's go back out to the application, load it up, we take the assessment, start it. So I should see, oh, drank too much last night. So here's the change in the web client. Pretty dynamic. Let's go out to our PC-based client and see what happens. Okay. So I'm going back to the home page, and I'm going to take the assessment. I start it up, and there it is, drank too much last night. So it's reflected on my PC client. Let's go out to the mobile client now. Let's open that up. Okay, let's start the assessment. And you can't really see it very well, but there it is right there, drank too much last night. So here's a dynamic change. We were able to go out, we were able to go through a user interface, and we were able to change the data in SQL Server, and it was reflected on the web client, on the PC client, and on the mobile client. Thank you very much.